You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Who would have thought of that? Cricket could be so much fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Definitely. I mean, the atmosphere was amazing. I didn't make a complete idiot of myself, did Adam?
No, of course not.
You sure not too many jokes about silly mid-offs and long legs?
No, you're fine.
Okay, so, look, what exactly is it that's bothering you?
Sorry, Ian. It's this thing with Brian. I need to make a decision.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
Really?
You'll be taking a cut in income?
Not necessarily. In the long run, I'm hoping the farm will be more profitable, not less.
Well, not for the first year or two, anyway.
It's possible.
And Brian's making you take the hit?
We're sharing the risk. I think that's how he'd see it.
But, I mean, Debbie's already offered you an amazing opportunity.
I know that, but...
So why don't you call his bluff and take the job in Hungary?
Really? Just like that?
Yeah, well, why not? I could easily get a job out there.
But I thought you hated the idea of moving away.
If it makes you happy, then we'll do it. I mean, we'd have more money, more security, and, well, best of all, you wouldn't have Brian breathing down your neck all the time.
Now, that is an attractive prospect.
Come on, Adam. I mean, think how many times you've thought about jacking it all in here. This is your chance.
I love you so much, Rob.
And I'm glad to hear it, Mrs. Titchener.
Just hearing you say that is amazing. Mr. Titchener.
Come here, gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to tell everyone.
Yeah, and they can be happy for us too. Yeah, I can't think why I said I'd play cricket this afternoon.
How on earth am I going to manage without you, Mr. Titchener?
I don't know, but there's time enough before then to give you a little something to remember me.
Oh, Rob.
Helen, darling.
Mummy!
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Perfect timing.
So there's no Alistair.
And Rob isn't here yet either.
He did say he was playing, didn't he, Tom? Well,
that's what he told me when I called yesterday.
There's still 5 minutes to go.
There's no excuse, Johnny. He knows he should be here at least half an hour before.
Perhaps he's suffering from jet lag.
Thanks, Charlie. So, assuming Rob deigns to turn up, I want to follow the same brief as last time. Early pressure on the openers.
Don't let them settle. Make it hard to score.
Exactly, Tom. Ah, so kind of you to join us, Mr. Titchener.
I've still got 5 minutes, haven't I?
Which is kind of the point.
No, don't worry, Adam. I'll be ready.
It would help if you turned your phone off as well.
Yeah, sorry, in a minute.
I won the toss and we're bowling. Johnny first up, then Josh.
Great.
Right, let's get out there. Whenever you're ready, Rob. See you out there.
Kind of a bit fine, aren't you? I've already got my weights on. I'll be with you shortly.
I was thinking, I'll try and pitch the ball up more, like you were saying.
Well, it's always a good idea for starters.
At least I've not got a hangover after last night.
No, special occasion.
My birthday. 17, so nothing special.
Yeah, of course. Many happy returns.
Thanks. And thanks for the present, too.
Oh, well, Helen chose it.
It fits great.
Good. Well, you have to tell her when you come round tonight.
Yeah, I will. Oh, you are popular.
She can't leave me alone.
Do you know why they've asked everyone round this evening, Tom?
Sorry, Dad, no idea.
Well, it's nice for everyone to get together.
I wasn't expecting to see you two here.
No, we've been to that manor house near Queston. Just thought we'd drop in on our way back.
Oh, nice!
Oh, that was close. Well bowled, Johnny!
He's done well, hasn't he?
Yeah, 4 wickets so far. One more and they'll be all out.
No hangover effect then?
No, doesn't look like it.
Henry was so pleased to see his mum again.
Has he worn you out?
Of course not.
He kept us pretty busy, though. All those hours spent chasing after him, I think I'm fit enough to umpire again.
Well, that'll be good.
Well, I must say I've missed being involved.
And your legs are definitely stronger now.
Oh, this is Johnny's last ball. It'd be brilliant if he could get a fifer.
Don't jinx him, Tom.
Yes, he's done it!
Fantastic, Johnny. Well done.
Well done, Johnny.
Oh, all out for 153.
That doesn't sound too difficult.
It certainly gives us a fighting chance.
Oh, are you staying to watch the rest of it?
Probably not. We said we'd be at Helen's by 7. I'm so looking forward to hearing all their holiday news.
I told you to pitch it up, didn't I?
Yeah, it really helps. Thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Your bowling's come on really well, Johnny.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Thanks.
You fancy a stroll, Adam, before we start again?
Okay, but it'll have to be quick.
Well, I've got a nice ground here.
Hopefully you'll get plenty of time to appreciate it. Especially if you don't have to bat.
You think we can knock these off pretty easily?
With any luck. Their attack's not that strong, apparently. Mm.
Johnny's bowling was almost unplayable at times.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him.
Rob's obviously been helping him.
Yeah, yeah, he's brought him on nicely.
He's also been working with Josh and Jamie as well, hasn't he?
He's been very generous with his expertise. Mm.
Even if his timekeeping leaves something to be desired.
Could be worse, I suppose.
How do you mean?
Oh, nothing really. We just can't afford anyone to start thinking they're bigger than the team.
Do you think there's a danger of that?
Well, I hope not. But you have to watch out for these things.
Of course.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, I should just say again what a terrific day we had at Edgbaston.
It was good, wasn't it? Ian seemed to really enjoy himself.
Oh, he loved it. The big sporting occasion, generous hospitality, all the banter.
You don't think some of it went over his head, then?
What, all those questions he kept asking about what was going on?
I suppose it's easy to forget how complicated the game is, especially when it's not something you've grown up with.
I think he just wanted to make sure he wasn't missing out on anything.
Do you think he'd go again?
Oh, who knows? Though I suspect it was probably a one-off. Right, that's me. Time to get the pads on.
Oh, good luck.
Thanks. Do you fancy a drink afterwards, Charlie?
Yeah, okay. That'd be great.
Yeah. There's something I'd like your advice on.
I thought Peggy'd be here first.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say she's not coming. Apparently she's got a headache.
Oh, dear.
I said I'd pop round tomorrow.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, you look all the better for your holiday.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Having a break's done you both the world of good.
It was one of the best holidays I've ever been on. We even... Oh, it's Rob. Apparently they've won by 8 wickets.
Oh.
He didn't even have to bat.
Well, it did look as if they were winning comfortably when we left.
He thinks they should be with us in about 20 minutes.
Oh, perfect timing.
And, oh, I don't think I should say what the last bit says.
You wouldn't take a salary at all?
Nope. It'd all be down to profit share.
Well, that's quite a challenge.
Yeah, I think you could say Brian's called my bluff.
Mm. So what are you going to do?
That's where I was hoping you might be able to give me some advice.
Well, I think you already know what I'm going to say.
You think I should go for it?
I do. Look, if you really believe in your vision for the future of the farm, then you have to prove it to yourself. And to Brian.
I guess you're right.
And it's a gamble. You'll be facing short-term pain for only a potential long-term gain. But wouldn't life be boring if we never took risks?
That's not what Ian thinks.
Of course. You have to listen to him.
But it is true. I could drop everything, go to Hungary... Never have to worry about Brian again.
But will you be happy, though? If you never find out whether you were right or not?
Ah, no. No, I don't think so.
Then go for it, Adam. There's no other option.
What's the champagne for?
This is what Henry had to keep secret.
Well, what is it then?
Yes, come on, Helen. Don't keep us in suspense.
Have you won the lottery or something?
No. It's much better than that, Johnny. Please, would you all raise your glasses to Mr. and Mrs. Titchener?
We got married. Oh, Helen. But that's wonderful.
Goodness. Congratulations.
Wow, you really did it.
That's amazing. Well done.
We know it probably comes as a bit of a surprise, but we wanted you, our family, to be the first to know.
Well, congratulations, both of you.
Yes. Congratulations. So you decided not to have a church wedding?
Mm, that's right, Pat. In the end, we felt we just didn't need one.
And on your own.
I'm sorry if we've upset anyone.
Oh, no, we just weren't expecting it, that's all.
Now, the truth is, this is the way we both wanted it.
It was just such a romantic idea of Rob's.
After what happened last year... Sorry, Tom.
No, that's OK.
Well, we just thought it best to get on and do it without any fuss or bother. We had to set it up a few weeks ago, of course.
You kept it secret all that time.
Yes, but yeah. As soon as Rob suggested it, I just knew it was absolutely the right thing to do.
Well, you both look incredibly happy.
We are, Mum. I can honestly say I've never felt happier.
Me too.
Well done, Rob.
Thanks, Tom.
And you, sis?
Oh. Right, well, I'd like to propose another toast. To the happy couple.
The happy couple!
All right. Good day.
I think you could say that.
Did you win?
Yeah, pretty easily in the end.
That's good.
And I've just been to see Brian.
Right.
I told him I'm accepting his offer.
What? But that's not what I thought we agreed at all. It's quite a gamble, Adam.
I know, but I've been thinking about it all day.
And that's your decision?
In the end, I have to go for it. I'll never forgive myself if I don't.
Well, shouldn't you take longer to think about it?
Well, that's what Brian said.
I'm not surprised. But, look, if that's your decision, then I'll back you 100%.
Thanks, Ian. That means an awful lot.
You certainly know how to surprise a fella.
We won't regret this, I'm sure.
I hope not.
I'm going to show everyone I can be my own man.
Charlie, I should just let you know that Helen and I got married while we were away.
Huh. Well, congratulations, Rob.
Thanks. Oh, sorry. I'll put it on silent.
If you don't mind.
Yes, you can't stop texting me. Anyway, mind if I grab a coffee before we start?
Yeah, sure.
So, everything been okay while I've been away?
Yes. It's all gone very smoothly. But that's not what I want to talk about.
You make it sound like you're passing a death sentence.
That's probably not far off how she'll see it.
Oh, come on, love. Redpath Haven is the best you've seen. It's got lovely views. It's got decent-sized rooms.
That's not the point, David. It's to do with why we're going there.
But surely someone at Marvin House has talked to her.
Yeah, they've explained she can't stay forever and she's got to move on soon. So have I.
So at least she knows it's coming.
They also told her it's a good idea to visit Redpath first, to get used to it.
Well, there you are, then.
I'm pretty certain she hasn't accepted it, though. Honestly, David, she's in denial about the whole thing. I'm dreading what she'll think when she finds out we're going.
I'm sure you'll handle it brilliantly.
Well, at least we're having a nice lunch first, in that place by the park.
Oh, she'll love that.
And if I get her in good mood, it should help a bit.
Yeah. And maybe when she sees Redpath Haven, she'll think it's not so bad after all.
We can but dream. So, Adam's back on the wheat today, hmm?
Yep. Yeah, the forecast looks decent. I'll join him in a minute.
Sorry I'm holding you up.
No, it's okay.
Do you want me to call that guy at the contract milking agency?
No, that's fine. I said I'd do it.
You sure?
I'll give him a ring before I pick Mum up.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll leave you to get on.
All right. Well, good luck, love. And call me when you get back, okay?
I will.
I want to know how it goes.
These results for the last quarter don't look good, Rob.
No, I know that, Charlie.
Which more than likely means the 12-month figures aren't going to be great.
Well, we know what the reasons are, and we're sorting it out.
Are we?
Yes. I'm already chasing the feed supplies over that bad batch of soy meal, and we also know about the problems with the maize silage.
And what do they say about the soya? Did they admit it was their fault?
Well, not yet, but they'll have to.
You seem very optimistic.
The figures are perfectly clear. You can see the effect on the yield from the very first mix.
And what about the maize silage? I mean, that should have been picked up much quicker.
OK, I admit that was an unfortunate oversight.
Well, to say the least.
But I've had it reanalysed and we've adjusted the ration. It's fine now.
Really?
Yes. It's all back on track, as you can see from the figures.
So you think everything's fine now?
We've had a rocky couple of months or so, but yes, I've addressed the problems and I can assure you they won't happen again.
Well, the thing is, Rob, I don't think feed problems alone explain the overall downturn in performance, particularly with the yield.
Why not? I mean, if you look at the figures now, we've corrected them. They're absolutely fine. There's no problem.
I'm sorry, Rob, but I still don't buy it.
What don't you buy?
Well, the rolling average, for a start. It still isn't where it should be.
You have to give it time.
No, I think there may be an underlying problem. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to spend the next few days going through the figures myself.
Oh, there's no need.
And I'm not just talking about feed and health stats. I'm going to be looking into the whole herd management programme.
What?
I'll have to put some other things on the back burner, of course.
Look, I spend hours every week going through that data.
I'm sure you do.
Don't you trust me?
It's not a matter of trust, Rob. Look, I simply want to see for myself what's been going on.
And what do you think you're going to find?
I don't know. But I feel we're missing something. And the answer's in here.
Well, I won't pretend I'm not surprised.
No, I know. You're not the only one.
And it's a shame I won't get the chance to see you walking down the aisle. Oh,
sorry, Gran.
But I'm so pleased for you, Helen.
Oh, thank you.
What do your Mum and Dad think?
Oh, well, like you, they were surprised, but they're very happy for us.
Good.
This was definitely the way we wanted it. I mean, when you've met the right person, why wait?
I suppose that's true.
We don't need the ritual of a big white wedding to show how much we mean to each other.
I'm sure you don't.
And it was so romantic this way. Why go to all the fuss and bother of making a big deal out of it?
Like Tom did with Kirsty before letting her down.
Well, yes, I suppose that was part of it.
Was it a sudden decision?
No. You have to give 4 weeks' notice.
Like reading the banns?
Yeah, I suppose so. We had to arrange everything before we left.
And keep it secret?
Well, we wanted it just between the two of us.
That can't have been easy.
I did nearly let it slip a couple of times.
I'm sure there'll be quite a few people in the village who'll be surprised to hear.
Yes, probably.
Can I have a look at the ring?
Sorry, of course. It's 22 carat.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I spoke to Tom last night, and the poor thing was obviously worried we'd rushed it through to spare his feelings.
And did you?
No. We did it because we love each other, and because it felt the right thing to do.
And that's the best reason of all.
There are 3 people coming, 1 woman and 2 men.
Right.
The regional manager emailed me their CVs. They all look good.
You can never really tell until they start doing the job, though.
The oldest one's 32, so whoever we choose will be closer to Pip's age than ours.
Oh, that's okay. As long as they're good.
We also need someone we can all get along with.
Yeah, of course.
It'd be great if you could meet them too.
If I've got time, sure.
Anyway, first one up's the woman, Marie something or other. She's coming at 12.
Fine.
The others will be 2:30 and 4:30. Basically, it's 2 hours each.
Well, that should be long enough.
They're getting a guided tour. That should last half an hour, 45 minutes tops. They can ask questions at the end.
Well, sounds like you've got all the bases covered.
Well, I know it's only for a few months, but we've got to get it right.
Yeah. So, how did your visit go?
Oh, not great. She hardly said a word the whole time we were there. But she loved the lunch, watching the kids play in the park. But as soon as we got to Redpath Haven, you could see her shutting down.
Really?
Well, the staff couldn't have been nicer. They showed us the dining room and the lounge. Then a lovely sunny bedroom with a wonderful view of the gardens.
What did she think?
It was as if she just wasn't interested.
Oh, dear.
But as soon as we drove off, you could see her picking up again.
Well, she wasn't mad about Marvin House at first.
No, but she knows it's only temporary and she thinks it's just till she gets better. She can accept that.
Yeah, of course.
But going into long-term care is different. That means you're never going to get better.
And who wants that?
Exactly. The last thing she said before I left was she's looking forward to managing on her own again.
Really?
She still thinks she's going home.
Oh, love. Ooh, it's not easy, is it?
It doesn't matter how many times I tell her.
You're doing everything you can.
It's just not going in.
Love, why don't you come back down tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love to.
Look, there's nothing more you can do for her at the moment, though, is there?
No, I suppose not.
And at least she's happy where she is, for now.
I think so. But the only thing she really wants is the one thing we can't give her. The chance to go home.
Are you okay? You seem quiet.
Sorry, it's just not the best day at work, that's all.
Oh, poor darling. Salad will be ready in 5 minutes. We can eat outside if you like.
Oh, that sounds nice.
There's a bottle of Orvieto in the fridge.
You read my mind. Oh, who's that?
Doorbell, Mummy.
Yes, thank you, Henry. I'll get it.
I can make the boat you did. Woo!
Stop it, Henry.
Whistle!
You're beginning to make me wish we'd never bought the blasted thing.
Gran.
I hope this isn't inconvenient.
No, not at all. Come in.
Thank you.
Is that great, Grandma?
Yes, it is. So play nicely, Henry.
All right.
Hello, Rob. Sorry to turn up without warning.
Oh, not at all, Peggy. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, it's fine, Gran. Don't worry.
Come and sit down.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Henry, say hello to great-grandma.
Hello.
Hello, Henry. That's a lovely boat.
Here's a present.
From the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a little something.
It seems to have rather taken to it, though.
So, what brings you here?
Well, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you both.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Gran.
Apart from anything, it finally banishes the spectre of last year's disaster.
Yes, I suppose it does.
So much better to do it this way, when nothing can go wrong. Even though I would have loved to be there.
And we would have loved to have you there.
Yes, if circumstances had been different. Mm.
But never mind, that's not important. You two are the only people who matter in this.
Well, to be honest, it has been a little awkward telling everyone.
Oh, you mustn't worry what other people think. They'll soon get used to it.
Hopefully.
Now, although I appreciate you didn't want a conventional wedding, I am rather a conventional person.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No, I am, Rob. And that's why I want to give you a proper wedding present.
Oh, you don't have to, Gran.
No, really, there's no need.
No, I'm going to, and that's that. I was thinking how lovely it would be if you do end up at the lodge one day.
Well, yes, but that's up to Tony, Jennifer and Lillian.
And we're perfectly happy here.
I know. But I still want to give you something to help set up your new life together. So, this is for you.
Oh, my goodness.
£10,000? It's far too much. We can't possibly accept.
Oh, please. I should be most offended if you don't.
But that's amazing.
We never expected anything like this.
Are you sure, Peggy?
Of course I'm sure.
Then I don't know how to begin to thank you.
There's no need, I assure you.
Oh, Rob, look. The cheque's made out to Mr. and Mrs. Titchener.
Of course.
We haven't even thought about a joint bank account yet.
No, that's true. We can soon sort that out, can't we, darling?
So, the centenary itself is September the 16th?
Yes. Apparently the very first meeting was in Anglesey.
Gosh, you'd have thought it would have been London.
No. The Women's Institute has always been associated with farming communities, right from its beginnings in Canada.
You have been doing your research.
Well, actually, it was Carol who looked better.
Oh. So, what sort of event do you think we should have?
Not sure yet. We thought we'd check what other local groups are planning. We don't want to all do the same thing.
Well, I'm happy to talk to the other groups if you like.
Oh, that would be super, surely, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. We might even be able to pool resources.
Yes, possibly. Although we definitely want to hold ours in Ambridge.
Although that's a point.
What?
The village hall will still be out of action.
Oh, no. We need to find another venue.
And we haven't got long. So I'll have to think about that too.
Thank you, darling. Is Dan going to be back for your birthday?
Yes, he's coming up on Saturday morning and staying till Sunday evening.
Oh, good.
Luckily, he wasn't too bothered about the fiasco over the mess dinner.
I'm sure Alistair wanted to go.
Yes, I know. He couldn't turn down the chance of meeting a potential client.
He's under a lot of pressure, isn't he?
Yeah, but as it turned out, it didn't come to anything anyway.
Oh, poor Alistair.
So he might just as well have kept his word to Dan instead.
That's very frustrating.
Mm. Oh, it's a shame Dan can't stay longer this weekend.
You must miss him.
Oh, I do. But you know you can't keep your children home forever.
Nope, that's true. Although in my case, I still have you all living close by.
Yes. I do occasionally wonder what it'd be like if I moved away.
Do you? I can't imagine you not being in Ambridge.
No, I've never thought about it seriously. Just the odd daydream, I suppose.
Where do you think you'd go?
Oh, I don't know. You hear about people who buy a place in France or Italy and do it up, don't you?
But what would you do out there?
Like I say, Mum, it's never been serious. I expect it's just my version of a midlife crisis.
Goodness.
Yeah, if I was a man, I'd probably buy a sports car.
As long as you don't go for a facelift like Lillian.
Don't worry, there's no danger of that.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Oh. Elizabeth's busy at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got a lot on.
Mm. The opera, the wine festival, all those weddings coming up.
Well, you're busy too. The stables, the church, the WI.
Yes, and I'll be 57 on Saturday. So that's something to look forward to.
Have you made any plans for your birthday?
Oh, we're going out for a meal in the evening. Jim's coming too.
Mm. Well, how would you feel about a party for you and Kenton on Sunday?
Oh, well, we could, I suppose. Were you thinking of inviting the whole family?
Of course.
But with Kenton.
He and David will have to make up with each other one day. And now's as good a time as any.
Oh, he's not exactly best friends with Elizabeth either, not after the fate.
Which is why I want you all to come over to Brookfield on Sunday.
Oh.
Please, Shula. We can't let it go on like this.
No, I agree. But do you really think Kenton will come if it's at Brookfield?
If you've got an alternative, I'd like to hear it.
Well, why not have it here instead? In fact, I'd rather like that.
Let's do that then.
Yeah, I haven't hosted a party for ages. Oh, and I'll be happy to do all the catering.
Right. On one condition.
What's that?
You have to let me make the cake.
I think I can allow that. But before we get too carried away, we'd better make sure Kenton's coming first.
Oh, hi, Helen. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I was just dropping off some ice cream, but I couldn't resist staying for a latte.
Oh, your new flavours are selling really well.
Good. Mum wasn't convinced about the raspberry and mango, but it seems to be very popular.
Oh, yes, it's delicious.
I see you're hosting an opera company.
You've seen the poster then?
Yeah, sounds very exciting. I'll have to see if Rob wants to come.
Please do. It's Cosy Fan Tutti and La Boheme, two nights each.
Oh, great.
You're looking beautifully brown, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, then you've just been on holiday, haven't you? How was it?
Wonderful. Oh, it was so good to get away.
Actually, I'm glad I've caught you. Before you went away, you were keen to set a date to come and have a chat about our wedding packages.
Well...
Oh, well, I see I'm too late.
Yes, sorry. The ring's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? We haven't told many people yet.
Gosh, that was quick.
It was rather a whirlwind. Rob couldn't wait to make an honest woman of me.
Well, that's wonderful, Helen. Congratulations.
Oh, Kenton, what a coincidence.
Is it?
Yes, I've just been talking to Shula about you.
Not hatching any plots, I hope.
No. What makes you think that?
Nothing, Mum. It was a joke.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, I can't stop. Especially after having my ear bent for the last 10 minutes by Susan.
Really?
Yeah. All about how wonderful it'll be when the shop reopens on the green.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing all about that when we have our team leaders meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. So, if you don't mind...
Actually, I was wondering how your customer survey's coming along.
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Some interesting feedback.
Any closer to finalising your refurbishment plans?
Yeah. Yeah, but we'd still like to canvass a few more opinions and do some research of our own before we commit to anything.
That sounds very sensible. Hmm. Have you made any plans for your birthday?
Jolene and I are both working, but we'll probably have a few drinks in the bar afterwards.
And what about Sunday?
Oh, we thought we might go and look at this pub in Beckwell, someone recommended.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, have a meal, or, well, a light bite. See if we can pick up a few ideas.
You weren't thinking of seeing Shula, then?
Possibly. I'm sure I'll pop over at some point.
Well,
but the
going
last
to...
thing I want is a big family do where we have to pretend we all get on with each other.
Oh.
I mean, that would be a bit hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Well, it needn't be.
Actually, Mum, if you don't mind, I really do need to shoot off. I'll see you soon.
I see your problem, Mum, but I don't think Kenton will listen to me.
Could you just try?
I can certainly talk to Jolene if you like.
Would you? All they're doing is going to this pub in Betwell.
It sounds like that's all they want to do.
It'd be so nice for Shula if we could all get together, though.
I'm just not sure forcing Kenton to do something is necessarily the best idea.
It wouldn't be forcing him, not really.
You think? He's still not on speaking terms with David. And I'm hardly his favourite person either.
I know. But we have to try, don't we?
I suppose so. Well, I wouldn't do it for anyone else but you.
Thank you, darling.
Has Carol gone to Bristol for the funeral yet?
Yes. She left today. It's very sad.
I know Carol's worried about how Hester's going to cope without him. 50 years they were married.
It won't be easy at all. It never is.
No.
Carol gave me strict instructions before she went.
For the garden at Cleves?
Yes. I'm to make sure Bert prunes the wisteria, doesn't forget to use recycled water, and keeps talking to the marrows.
Oh, perhaps he can recite one of his poems.
Possibly. He doesn't need encouragement now he's got the flower and produce show in his sights.
At least he's got something to keep him occupied.
And we're all pleased about that.
Mm.
Oh, look at the time. I ought to be getting back to Brookfield.
Do you want me to give you a lift?
Oh, that would be nice. But would you mind calling Jolene first?
Doing it this way, we've probably saved at least £20,000.
Yes, weddings can be incredibly expensive these days.
Yeah, and that's money we can put towards buying a home or Henry's education.
Mm, very sensible.
Oh, who knows? Perhaps we'll even start our own business one day.
You'd certainly need capital for that.
Yeah, having a nest egg's actually really important to us.
For the good times and the bad times. Well, I must say you look very happy.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
I bet Pat and Tony are thrilled.
Yeah, they are. But it was a bit of a surprise.
I'm sure. Well, can I see your ring?
Oh. We chose it together in this little jeweller's on the island when we first got there.
Oh, how lovely. Mm,
it was. Oh, that'll be my husband again. Oh. He won't stop telling me how much he loves me.
That's nice.
Anyway,
I probably ought to go and tell Fallon. Let her down gently. Now that she's not going to be my maid of honour.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've got to pick up Henry. Oh, hi, Kenton.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
Rather wonderful, actually.
Wow, that sounds good. Can I have some of what you're having?
Oh, you already have, Kenton.
Yes? What's that?
It's called love. Rob and I, we got married.
Whoa. Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. Is Fallon inside?
Yeah, yeah. She's serving in the bar.
Right, I better go and tell her.
Yeah. Oh, and have a drink on the house, if you like.
Perhaps another time.
Well, you and Rob, whenever you want. So what brings you over this way, sis? You're not usually an early drinker.
Oh, no, I had to pop into the church to check on the flowers. I just thought I'd drop in on my way back.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't by any chance have something to do with this birthday party on Sunday?
Ah, they've spoken to you then.
Yeah, well, not they. Jolene.
Right.
It wasn't David who suggested it.
No, it was Mum, actually. And I think it's a really nice idea.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, Kenton.
Yes, thanks very much for helping ruin my business.
They'll be finished by the end of next week, won't they?
So they say, but who knows? They'll probably find something else to dig up.
Oh, I hope not.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if they came in for a drink after finishing work.
Oh, sorry, Kenton, it's Elizabeth. I'd better just take this.
Yeah, yeah, no, sure, sure. No worries.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm with Kenton now.
Oh, right.
Is that what you're phoning about?
Yeah, I spoke to Jolene. I tried my best.
Yeah, I know. He's told me.
Is he going to come? She thought he might do.
I don't know yet. I'm still working on it.
Right.
Can I call you back later? Let you know how I get on.
Please do. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye then.
Bye, Sheila.
Kenton?
Yes?
It would mean so much to Mum and to me.
Why does it feel like I'm on a three-line whip just to go to a party?
It's not that bad, is it?
And Jolene's on my back too.
Oh, then just think how many women you'd be making happy if you came.
I don't know, Sheila.
Oh, it would only be for a couple of hours or so.
Okay, all right then.
Oh, thank you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
You know, once these works are finished and the village starts getting back on its feet, we might not be in such a bad position.
I do hope so.
We've got the new plans to think about, and we should be hearing from the insurers any day now about the terms for refurbishment.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. So, I guess if I can't squeeze in a birthday party with my twin sister, then, hey, what sort of a brother am I?
I just can't believe they did that.
What?
Got married without telling anyone.
Well, if that's what they wanted, good luck to them.
No, Ed, you're missing the point.
Am I?
Yeah. Me and Fallon was going to be maids of honour.
Oh, yeah.
And Helen hadn't even the decency to tell me herself. I only found out because Fallon told me. Just shows how important I am. I mean, how hard is it to pick up the phone?
Yeah, I know.
She didn't bother telling Fallon till yesterday.
So, is your mum okay to babysit on Friday?
Oh, yeah, I meant to say.
Oh, great. So, where do you want to go for your birthday meal, then?
I don't know. Surprise me.
Okay, I will. Where are the kids now?
Oh, they're with Mum. But she's got a meeting about the village shop in a bit, so I need to get back.
So, do they know when the shop's reopening on the green?
I don't know. Well, that's probably what this meeting's for. It's not just me that's upset about it.
You what?
Yeah. Well, loads of people were looking forward to it. I mean, I bet Pat and Tony were.
In the end, it's Rob and Helen's decision, though, isn't it? I mean, Alice and Chris did the same thing, didn't they?
It's completely different.
Well,
Fallon was saying Helen kept going on about how romantic it was.
I bet it was.
Well, yeah, but in the meantime, all the rest of us, her friends and family, we didn't get the chance to celebrate at all.
Well, maybe they did it this way to save money.
They don't need to save money.
You know how expensive weddings are.
Yeah, of course I do. Well, we only got our big wedding because of begging things off everyone.
It weren't begging.
No, but you know what I mean. If we'd had to pay for all that ourselves, it would have cost thousands.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, Em. They must have saved a shedload of money.
Well, maybe, but that's not the reason. If they'd wanted, they could have afforded it. We had no choice.
Still the best day of my life.
Yeah, me too. But what Helen and Rob did, I reckon it's a bit rubbish.
Oh, look at that, Pat. It's completely gunked up.
Oh, yeah. That definitely needed changing.
So, you think Helen's shaping up well?
I do. The dairy's certainly in safe hands.
Oh, pass us the box with the new filter, would you?
Oh, what? This one?
Yeah, thanks.
You know, I've been thinking, Tony.
Oh, yeah?
Now we've got some extra time on our hands, wouldn't it be nice if we got out more, like we did on Sunday?
And that fits neatly back on there.
There's the fete coming up at Fawcett Magna and that open day at the marina on Felpersham Canal.
Oh, yes, they sound good.
And, of course, there's the opera at Lower Loxley.
If we've got time for all these things.
Yes, but that's the whole point. We have got time.
There's still plenty to do here, though.
Really?
Yeah, like mucking in with Jazza and Johnny.
But you don't have to anymore.
No, but if they need a hand...
I'm sure they can manage without you.
And what about when Tom or Neil need a bit of advice?
It sounds as if you'll hardly be stopping at all.
Don't you want to be around if Helen needs your help?
Ah, yes, of course. But not all the time.
It won't be all the time. But we're not giving up work completely.
No, I know.
I don't want to end up as one of those people who don't know what to do with themselves.
Can't ever imagine that happening.
Well, there you are, then.
But we are lucky that Tom and Helen are so capable, aren't we?
It's not luck, Pat.
No, you're right. But it's lovely to see them blossom. Helen in particular. Seeing her so happy now after everything she's been through.
I know.
And I have to say, a lot of that is down to Rob.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
It's true. She's so much happier since she met him.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
No, I still wish they hadn't got married in such a rush.
But if they both wanted it that way...
I know. But seeing those pictures on her phone and having two complete strangers as witnesses...
What's done is done.
It would have been so nice, though, helping her choose a dress or sorting the flowers, having a big reception with all the speeches.
But Helen's never been one for convention, has she? I mean, look at Henry.
Yeah, you're right.
There. We may have missed out on a nice wedding, Pat.
For the second time.
But surely it's better for them to do it this way, the way they want it, rather than going through with a big ceremony just to keep everyone else happy.
Was your phone switched off?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Your dad's been trying to get hold of you.
Yeah, I know.
He says he's been looking at the entries for next week's market.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He reckons there's a lot of store cattle.
Right.
He knows a few of the farmers selling. Says you get some good stock.
Well, that sounds promising.
Yeah. You should call him and talk about it.
Yeah, I will. I'll have to borrow a trailer, but, you know, that should be okay.
Yeah. Anyway, me and the kids are going to watch a DVD now. Though they're already arguing over whether it's Frozen or Horrid Henry.
Well, good luck with that then.
There is no smoke without fire, though.
I'm not sure what you mean, Susan.
Well, I'm just saying, when you get married that quick, there's usually a reason.
Are you insinuating it was a shotgun wedding?
No, I didn't say that, Linda.
That does seem rather presumptuous.
Only time will tell, Jim.
Well, I must say I prefer the idea that Helen and Rob were simply swept up in the romance of the moment.
Yes, that does present a more attractive picture.
Jill does know we're due to start now, doesn't she?
Yes, I told her this morning. She said she was sorting out some arrangements for Kenton and Shula's birthday party, but that she'd definitely be here.
Well, let's hope she isn't long.
Isn't too late, is it?
It is now.
Only because the door's open. You were disappointed about Helen and Rob, weren't you, love?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, you'd have been maid of honour, wouldn't you?
Yes, right. Me and Fallon. Oh, I meant to tell you, Mum. Mm? We've been asked to do the catering for the operas at Lower Loxley.
Have you?
Oh, Emma, you are moving up in the world.
Apparently, it's all outside, and they've got this long break in the middle, so we can serve the emperors then.
Like a little glind ball.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that should be Jill now.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, love.
I've invited Christine to go with me to the opera.
Oh, I'm sure she'll love that.
Though she's worried her Italian doesn't extend beyond a few basics, like ravioli and Chianti.
I don't know why they can't sing in English.
The Italian is the language of love, Susan.
I'm going to teach her the rudiments. The plots are usually very simple, but just a little knowledge should make the whole evening more enjoyable.
You're in there, Jill. Yes.
Thank you, Emma.
Yes, that's so true. Che gelida manina.
Se la lasci riscaldar.
Well done, Jim.
I leave you to it.
Have I come to the right place?
Oh, yes. We can't use the living room, I'm afraid.
No, I meant everyone speaking Italian.
Anyway, we'd better get on.
Yes, sorry if I'm late.
But before we start, I've just got to tell you, I tried calling Hazel Woolley several times last week.
Oh, yes.
I left a couple of messages asking her when the shop will be ready to reopen, but she still hasn't got back to me.
So I was thinking, if you could lend me your trailer, that'd be great.
Next Thursday?
If that's okay.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, thanks, Tony. I was also wondering if maybe you'd like to come with me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Give me your advice. I mean, with all your experience.
Yes, okay. If I can be of help.
Oh, great.
I look forward to it.
I want to finish them for the Prime Stock show if I can.
You'll want some forward stores and decent ones at that.
Dad thinks that'd be a good selection.
Well, let's hope so. Oh, Pat, Ed's asked me to help him choose some cattle at market next week.
That's nice. You'll enjoy that.
We'll take the Land Rover and trailer.
What time shall we be off?
About 7:30.
You've just made someone very happy, Ed.
Well, two Eds are better than one, I reckon.
Yes.
I'll be in touch to confirm everything before we go.
OK, that's great.
I'll see you soon, and thanks again.
My pleasure.
Bye, Ed.
Goodbye.
You see, this is exactly the sort of thing I was talking about earlier, Pat.
Having a day at the market?
No, not just that. Passing on a bit of what I've learned to the next generation. Does that sound pompous?
It sounds as if you're becoming the grand old man of farming.
Hey, you! A bit less of the old, please.
Shula was in there only this morning stocking up.
Your point being?
Well, that our footfall's quite good at the moment.
Did Shula mention the party on Sunday, Jim?
Yes, she did, as a matter of fact.
Good.
But I'm meeting up with an old friend in Felpersham that day.
Oh, really?
Yes, he used to be in the Department of Mathematics at Stirling. Retired now, of course.
Can we please stick to the point? We are here to talk about the shop, after all.
That's right. So, anyway, we can still do better. And I'm sure when we go back to the village green, we will.
Are we going to have a grand reopening ceremony?
Thank you, Jill. Yes, I have thought about that.
Oh, is this an occasion for a celebrity?
Oh, I think so.
But who?
Oh, how about our own Boudicca of Borsetshire?
Oh, no. No, I'm sure we can do better than Jennifer Aldridge. Well, I mean no disrespect, but she hardly sets the pulses racing.
But actually, there's something else we should talk about first.
Go on then, Susan.
We need to become more professional.
But we're volunteers, for goodness sake.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't take a professional approach.
What are you thinking, Susan?
Well, I think we should have tabards, so people know we're members of staff.
What?
And a name badge, like in a proper shop.
A tabard and a name badge?
Yes. Something like, my name is Susan, I'm happy to help you. Oh, at the moment, you can't always tell who's working and who isn't.
I can't say I've ever had that problem.
I'm sorry, Susan, I'm sorry, but if you want to put people off completely, you're going the right way about it.
What do you think, Jill?
I'm not sure you'd need so many words on the badge.
Believe me, this is the sort of thing we need to do to bring the shop into the 21st century.
No! No, no, no. There are plenty of ways for it to continue as the beating heart of the community without resorting to tacky bibs and name badges.
I have to say, I agree.
Well, Jill can see what I'm saying, can't you?
I suppose so.
Oh, shall we put it to a vote?
No, Jim. As the professional here, I have to take the lead in this.
Oh, dear. Whatever happened to democracy?
Unless you have any better suggestions.
I don't see why we can't just leave it as it is.
No, Jim. It's a tough world out there. And if we want the village shop to survive, we have to move with the times.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. We should be finished by 5.
Oh, great. Now, I don't want to tempt fate, but just for once, it feels like we might have a little breathing space.
Oh, good for you.
At least until carving starts.
Ah. You're going to miss Pip, aren't you?
Huh. I'll say.
But getting in a contract milker seems like a good move.
Well, if it wasn't for everything happening with Ruth's mum, we wouldn't need to.
No. I hope that all works out okay.
Thanks. But, you know, until we get Heather settled, we can't really plan too far ahead.
I'm sure. I'm lucky I haven't got something like that to face.
Yeah, good luck if you ever try putting Brian in a home.
Can you imagine?
Not really.
As far as he's concerned, he won't stop until he drops.
No, which doesn't make it easy for you.
No, but at least now I've made my decision. It's up to me to get on with it.
Yeah, true.
It's funny, you know, but I feel so much freer now than I did before, despite the fact everything's less secure financially.
Well, it must help knowing your future's in your own hands.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Sure, I could say the same. But what with Pip going, Heather's health, Route B still hanging over us.
Yeah, whatever happens, I'm sure you'll get through it.
Thanks. Pip gets her results today.
Well, she'll have done okay, won't she?
Should have, but, you know, till you get the envelope, or email, or whatever it is these days, you just don't know, do you?
No. But seriously, David, I hope things settle down soon for you all.
Thanks, Adam. We'll get there in the end. And you will too, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I know I've got some challenges ahead, but if you don't take a few chances in life, what's it all for, eh?
Sorry, Adam, have you seen that? Over in the yard at Hollow Tree?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I think it is?
This is it. The final, final version.
Well, I must say, it looks very impressive.
Oh, it feels like I've been working on it forever.
Actually, Kate, do you mind if we turn the music off?
No. I find it very relaxing.
Well, it's rather getting on my wick, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, thanks, darling. Now, where were we?
looking at my business plan.
Yes, of course. Well, you've obviously put an enormous amount of work into it.
Oh, you won't believe how much.
You've got your pricing strategy, cash flow forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing plan. Yeah, it all looks very polished.
Thank you.
It's all right. Well done.
What about the projected profit margins? You don't think they're too low?
No. They're okay. It's best not to be over-optimistic at this stage.
Really?
Yes. No, they're perfectly realistic for a start-up in a rural location.
It's just they don't seem that high.
Trust me, darling, they're fine.
Okay. Oh, I really want this to work.
Of course you do. And it will, I'm sure.
I can't wait to see what Debbie thinks.
Have you sent it to her yet?
No, I wanted you to see it first.
Well, I'm behind you all the way.
Thanks, Auntie Lillian.
And once you've got Debbie's feedback, the next person you show it to should be Brian.
Oh, I know. I'm dreading that.
I know, it's got to be done, though.
Oh, unfortunately, yes.
You should be more confident, darling.
Should I?
Yes. When he sees how much work you've put in, I'm sure he'll be impressed too.
I did say about the Fairbrothers.
I know.
Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Did you tell them they could have a caravan up there?
No.
Hmm.
But they were very apologetic and they assured me it's only temporary.
Haven't we heard that before?
Honestly, Ruth, they're not bad lads.
But where's it going to end,
It's going to end after Christmas, they know that.
And you trust them?
Yeah, I do. Everything else they've done so far has been in line with what they said.
Well, apart from raising 250 geese instead of 100.
Yeah, all right, point taken. I'll keep an eye on them.
No, you'd better. You'll have Jill to answer to as well as me.
Yeah, I know. Mum's really got her hopes pinned on this birthday party.
So is Shula, by the sound of it.
Let's just hope Kenton behaves himself.
I'm surprised he's agreed to come.
Don't think he was given much choice in the end.
Oh, did you hear what Joe was saying about Susan's big plans for the village shop?
Yeah, she's really getting into it, isn't she?
I think she wants to live the dream as a supermarket manager.
And she's determined to take everyone else with her, whether they like it or not.
Oh, I haven't called me mum, have I?
Oh, don't worry, love, she'll be okay.
But I always call her.
Yeah, I know, but she's happy where she is.
Yeah, right.
No, she is. And you know if there was a problem, Marvin House would call us straight away.
I suppose so.
Come on, you should relax. Give yourself a night off for once.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You've got the interviews tomorrow to think about anyway.
That's true. All three have confirmed they're coming.
Good hope.
And Jason says he'll get here half an hour beforehand so we can go through the questions again.
Right, so everything's in hand.
I think so. I've done a pack for each of them and for me and Pip.
Okay. And then, like I said, you should relax.
Oh, it would be nice to put my feet up in front of the telly.
I think I might just join you in that.
Pip?
How do you do?
I got a 2-1.
That's fantastic!
Oh, well done. That's brilliant.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
I always knew you'd do it.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Everyone else did well.
Did they?
Yeah, Barney got a 2-2, which is what he expected. And Hannah and Lottie got 2-1s as well. And Fabian got a first, which is amazing.
Oh, clever boy.
Oh, Pip, I am so proud of you. We're going to go out and celebrate.
That's a good idea.
How about tomorrow night?
Okay. Yeah, sounds great.
Right. I shall book a table at La Femme du Monde.
Oh, wow, Dad. That's pushing the boat out.
You deserve it for all your hard work.
Have you told your gran?
No, not yet.
Well, go on. Go and tell her now. She'll be thrilled.
And slowly breathe out.
Whoops.
Oh, thanks. Kate, I think that's enough for me. Ooh.
Sorry, did I interrupt your meditation?
Yes, you did, Adam.
Well, please, don't stop on my account.
No, it's all right, darling.
We're only halfway through.
Have either of you two seen Brian?
No.
Sorry, not since lunchtime.
Oh, he must have gone out, I suppose.
I should get one of those signs to hang on the door. Do not disturb.
That's not a bad idea. I'm surprised you haven't had Rory crashing in here.
Oh, don't worry, we have.
He seemed to find it incredibly amusing. He kept walking round us, making rude noises.
Perhaps he was trying to join in.
No, Adam, he wasn't.
Do you really find it helps?
Of course it does. We wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
It just looks so...
You should try it, Adam. You've been pretty stressed out lately.
Yeah, you should.
I think I'll pass.
No, really. It wouldn't take more than an hour or two to teach you the basics.
Honestly, Kate, I'm fine.
Lillian's right, though. You have been under a lot of stress.
Yeah, thanks. But I'll find my own way to deal with it.
Clever Kate's just sent her business plan off to Debbie.
Oh, I don't think he's interested.
No, I am. Honestly. I know you've been working pretty hard on it.
Yeah, I have.
I'm sure Debbie will appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I really hope she likes it.
She was very positive when she was here.
Yeah, but this is like the acid test.
As I keep saying, darling, you should have more confidence in yourself.
I know, but... Oh, I just want this to work so much, and if it doesn't... I have no idea what I could do next.
There's no point thinking like that. Be positive.
That's right. My advice, for what it's worth, is carpe diem.
Okay.
Just go for it, Kate. You're definitely doing the right thing.
Like you are, with all these changes Dad keeps getting worked up about.
I guess.
I agree. It's all about confidence. You're both shining examples.
Believe in yourself, Kate. And others will believe in you too.
That was a cracking pud.
Your gran makes the best treacle tart I know.
I don't think I can move.
I told you she'd be thrilled about your degree.
She said it was a celebration pudding.
Well, perhaps we should rename it in your honour.
That'd be great. Pip's pudding.
Pip's pudding.
What would yours be?
Oh, I don't know, something with chocolate in, I expect.
Of course.
Have you seen the caravan at Hollowtree, by the way?
Yes. Sorry. I was going to mention that.
To say the least, it's a bit naughty of them, isn't it?
Shall I tell them to get rid of it?
No, I can see the sense in it. But they should have asked first.
Oh, I know.
Your mum and your gran are
David!
Just a bit... What?
It's Mum! She's gone missing!
What? What do you mean?
What's happened?
She's not there anymore.
What?
Marvin House just called.
And?
No one knows where she is. They've completely lost her. She could be anywhere, David. I've got to find her.
Slow down, love. Tell us exactly what's happened.
I told you I should have phoned her. This would never have happened if I had.
You don't know that.
How could Granny go missing? Did she just walk out?
I can't believe they'd let her.
Well, they have. I've got to go and pack.
Hold on, love. Hold on. You need to calm down.
Well, how can I?
Did they tell you how it happened?
Oh, they don't know exactly. But she'd had her tea, and they think, well, she must have called a taxi.
A taxi?
Well, probably, because she can't go far on her own. Someone said she looked like she knew what she was doing, so they assumed everything was okay and let her walk out with a walking frame.
That is unbelievable.
How could they do that?
They didn't miss her for nearly an hour.
Have you tried calling her?
Of course I have. Her mobile switched off, and there's no reply at the house either.
But they've called the police?
Yeah.
Well, they'll find her, won't they?
I don't know. No one knows what's happened to her.
Love, I'm sure she hasn't gone far.
She's probably gone home or something.
Yeah, I bet that's where she is.
But it's been more than an hour and she's not picking up the phone. I've got to go and find her.
Well, you're not going on your own. I'm coming with you.
No, David, there's far too much for you to do.
No, it's okay, Mum. I can deal with that.
Yeah, and more importantly, you're too upset. It wouldn't be safe driving all that way in
I'll
the state
be fine.
You're in.
Dad's right, Mum. You can't go on your own.
Love, I won't let you go on your own.
Okay, we'll all go together.
Okay.
I've got to go and pack.
All right.
Oh. Well, make sure she's okay, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will. I'm not letting her drive.
Good.
But you'll have to look after everything while we're gone.
I know.
And I don't know when we'll be back.
It's not a problem.
Get Josh to help you, okay? And Bert, if you need to.
I will.
Gran can look after the house.
She could do it in her sleep.
And you could give Eddie or Ed a call, see if they'll help with the milking.
You should go, Dad.
And maybe Tom or Tony as well, if you think you need
Seriously,
them.
Seriously, I'll sort it out.
Oh, no, we were going to do some bailing at Ashfield.
Stop worrying.
Yeah, all right, but listen, you make sure you give us a ring,
Dad,
yeah?
Dad, the only thing you need to worry about right now is making sure Granny Heather's safe.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
You just need to go.
Oh, morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Jolene.
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to thank you for helping persuade Kenton to come on Sunday.
That's okay. Didn't need to come over specially for that.
No, I've been watering the plants at Glebe.
Oh, I thought Bert was looking after that.
He's helping out at Brookfield today.
Oh, right.
It means a lot to me and to Shula that you'll both be coming.
Yeah, well, that's the reason he's agreed to go, because of you two.
I appreciate that.
Hopefully you'll play along nicely.
I do hope so.
Well, I can't promise anything. Things still ain't settled with David, as far as we're concerned.
I'm baking one of their favourite cakes from when they were children.
Oh, what's that?
Devil's food cake, with lots of chocolate and frosted icing.
Well, Kenton will love that.
I know.
By the way, Fallon's ever so grateful to Elizabeth for thinking of her for the opera.
Oh, yes, the hampers.
Yeah. They did really well for us over Wimbledon.
I'm sure Elizabeth's hoping there'll be a success for her, too.
They're going to be feeding the singers and all, aren't they?
I believe so.
So they better be up to scratch, then.
Hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Mum.
I can't stop, I'm afraid. Pip's running the farm on her own, and I've got to go back and help.
Why, something happened?
It's Heather. She walked out of the interim care home last night, and they don't know where she's gone.
What?
Oh, that don't sound good.
David and Ruth drove up last night.
Oh, poor Ruth must be worried sick.
Is Granny okay?
Not really, no. The police were outside the house when we got there. They're about to break down the front door.
No, walk on, Tig!
At first they thought the house was empty. The lights were off and everything. But it turned out she'd fallen in the kitchen.
Oh, you're kidding.
She'd been lying there for ages.
Oh, that's awful.
She put the bolt and chain on before she fell, so we couldn't even get in with the key.
Oh, she must have been in a dreadful state.
Terrible. She was really upset and in a lot of pain.
Oh, poor Granny.
She should never have gone off on her own in the first place.
No, of course not.
Well, she wouldn't have done if she wasn't so frightened about going into care. And that's my fault.
No, you can't blame yourself, Mum.
But it's me that's doing it to her.
No, no. Everyone agrees it's the right thing to do.
there's something else I haven't thought of.
No, you know that's not true. Did you get any sleep at all?
Your dad did, but I couldn't get off.
I'm not surprised.
At least Mum had some painkillers. She was so worn out, she slept right through.
Well, she didn't break anything then?
No, it was more the shot. I couldn't have faced another night in hospital.
At least that's something.
I don't know what else to do, Pip.
You're doing everything you can, Mum. I know you are.
And I'm sorry we can't take you out for a meal.
Oh, that doesn't matter. We could do that any time.
But we really wanted to celebrate.
No, don't worry about it. You've got more important things to think about. No, come by, Tig!
Have you told the agency manager to cancel the interviews yet?
Oh, no. No, I thought we'd still go ahead with them.
Why? I can sort it all out with the agency when we get back.
Yeah, but Dad can't wait that long for help.
Oh, we'll manage somehow.
No, I'm going in a couple of weeks. We need a milker ASAP.
But you've never done an interview before.
Well, Jason from the agency is going to be there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you...
Mum, I know that dairy herd as well as any of us. You know that.
True.
And they're all candidates with plenty of experience.
It's a big thing, though, making the right decision.
But Jason can help with that, can't he? It's going to be fine, Mum.
I'm going to have to trust you on this, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Well, that'll do, Tig.
As long as you stick to the questions and keep an eye on the time.
Yeah, I will.
And what about everything else? Was Milton all right?
It was all fine. You know, and Eddie's doing that this afternoon.
Oh, that's good.
Josh and Bert have been doing their bit as well.
Great.
And even Ben's been seeing to the Herefords.
Well done for getting him to do that.
And as you can probably hear, I'm checking the ewes now.
Oh, and can you tell Shirley we can't make the party on Sunday?
I will.
Anyway, I'd better go.
Okay. Well, I'll call you later.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And give Granny a great big kiss from me.
Do you know what? Maybe it won't be so bad after all.
Jill's making one of your favourite cakes.
Is she?
And I bet Shula'll cook up a storm. You know what she's like.
Never knowingly undercated.
Yeah. So the food should be great.
But David and Ruth will be there.
Well, it might depend on how it goes with her mum.
Yeah, true.
But even if they are, though, we'll be all right.
Yeah, we can rise above it.
For Shula and your mum's sake.
Ah, I think this is the letter from the insurers.
Oh, let's hope it's news about the refurb.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Especially after waiting all this time. Go on, then. What does it say?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 they can't.
Kenton, what is it?
Due to pre-existing uninsured damage to the property, we are unable to commence flood-related reinstatement works.
Well, does that mean they're not going to pay up?
No, no. But we've got to cover repairs to the foundations before they pay for anything else.
Well, they can't do that, can they?
No, no, no. Seems that they can. Oh. Now, according to their survey, the foundations are crumbling due to damp and need to be shored up first.
Well, surely that's from the flood.
No, not according to their experts it isn't.
Well, how much is that going to cost?
No idea.
Oh.
We haven't got any... Who the hell is that? We're not open yet!
No, it's probably that rep from that new microbrewery I told you about.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, go on. It sounded like he might be able to give us a good deal.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, let me take a look at this.
Well, that's one down, two to go, Gran.
She seemed very nice.
Yeah, she was. And she knew her stuff.
Thank goodness.
But then she should do.
So, you'd give her the job, would you?
Oh, wait, hang on, Gran. We've still got two more to see. And besides, it's not just my decision.
No, of course. I've made ham salad for lunch.
Great. Oh, did you call Auntie Shula to let her know about Mum and Dad on Sunday?
Yeah, she was disappointed, of course, but... She understands and sends her best wishes.
At least Uncle Kenton, Jolene and Auntie Elizabeth are still coming.
And you'll be there with Josh and Ben, won't you?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
So we can still have a nice party. With Dan and Alistair too. How did you find the interview itself?
Oh,
bit nerve-wracking to begin with. Especially if she was older than me.
I'm sure you were fine.
Showing around first made it a lot easier. And having Jason there too, of course.
So you think she's in with a chance?
But, like I said, Gran, we'll have to wait and see what the others are like.
Where have you been?
Checking online what it's going to cost for the foundations.
And?
It doesn't look good.
What does that mean?
In fact, it looks bloody awful.
How much, Kenton?
Between 30 and 50 grand.
Oh, no. Oh, it's impossible.
We're ruined.
But there must be something. I mean, maybe there's a cheaper way of doing it.
30 grand is the cheaper way, and that's cutting so many corners it'll barely stand up.
Kent.
There's no way on earth we can afford it.
No, there isn't.
No. I think this could be it. The end of the road.
Can't be. There must be someone we can borrow money from.
There is no way we are going to ask them.
No, you're right. Of course not.
Oh, I'd rather cut my own throat.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe there's nothing else we can do to keep this place going.
No one could have tried harder than us, love. But this time the writing's really on the wall. Yeah, it's one hell of a birthday present, that's for sure.
It's amazing how tiring it is doing interviews.
Not really. You've been at it for 6 hours.
Oh, I suppose so.
I think you've done incredibly well, being thrown in at the deep end like this.
Thanks, Gran.
And now you can put your feet up.
Oh, you're joking.
Well, you could take a few minutes, can't you? Enjoy a cup of tea, at least.
You haven't heard from Mum and Dad, have you? About Granny?
Not since you spoke to them this morning. I'm sure they'd have called, though, if there was anything important to say.
I'll bring them in a bit. Let them know how it went.
Good idea. Eddie's been very helpful this afternoon. He's running the cows through the parlour now.
Oh, and Josh?
The last I saw, he was off to mend that fence on 5 acre. Oh. Everything's under control.
Thanks, Gran.
So which was the best one?
Well, they were all good, actually. One of them, Matthew, he's got loads of experience with robotics as well as conventional systems.
Not much use here.
Well, he'd worked on a lot of other systems, including a herringbone like ours.
So are you going for him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Although I did tell Jason that I'd talk to Mum and Dad first.
Very sensible.
And assuming it's okay, he'll let Matthew and the others know after the weekend.
Well, it's good that you've made a decision.
Oh. We both agreed he was definitely the most suitable. Did feel a bit odd, though, interviewing strangers for a job I know so well.
I saw you showing Matthew round the sheds.
Yeah. No, he did.
He sounded very charming and extremely knowledgeable.
The last one, Francis, said he envied me running such a big farm at my age. I had to explain I was just keeping things going while my parents are away.
But that's exactly right. You are keeping things going.
Well, yeah. Suppose so.
It's the second time after the flood. If it wasn't for you, Brookfield would have ground to a halt.
No, I don't know about that.
It's true.
Thanks, Gran. You say all the right things.
Now, I know this isn't how we'd originally planned this evening.
Is that champagne?
Yes, will you do the honours?
Wow, God, wasn't expecting this.
You see, I want to toast my extraordinary granddaughter and everything she's achieved.
You should have. Here we go.
Congratulations on your degree.
Oh, thank you so much, Gran.
My pleasure. We're going to really miss you, Pip. But good luck for the future.
Thank you.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.